Mostly pickups, SUVs, and bikers drive down the scenic main drag of the little town of Wimberley, about an hour's drive from San Antonio. Councilwoman Christine Byrne says the city has a cool vibe.
Wimberley is a kind of a small rural community right outside of Austin, very artsy. We love our natural spaces. We are blessed to have the Cypress Creek and the Blanco running right through Wimberley.
Locals are proud their community is nestled at the base of some of the most beautiful hills found in the region. Byrne says two really stand out.
When you drive into Wimberley from San Marcos, two very iconic hills that you see are, of course, Old Baldy and the sister mountain, which is Mount Edith. And we really just don't want to see development.
Residents are worried that developers might snatch up Mount Edith. It's privately owned, and the owners are selling it for around $6 million. The city asked the owners if they wish to donate the land, and they declined. And that gave Richard Shaver, Programs and Operations Director of Wimberley's Parks Department, an idea. What if Wimberley bought Mount Edith and turned it into a park to keep developers off of it? It's not a new idea. He says the city already turned Mount Baldy into a city park thanks to the generosity of two residents.
Two citizens came together and they formed the Save Mount Baldy Foundation whenever it came up for sale. And they just didn't want to see it developed into homes or anything like that. And so they came together and then the city bought it from that donation or that foundation.
Buddy says buying Mount Edith would be handled a bit differently. He relates how the city created a park for its famous natural swimming hole.
A better example might be Blue Hole Regional Park, which is a city-owned park here in Wimberley. And it was acquired by donations and grants and partnerships, and it all equaled out to about $3 million.
The city council liked Shaver's idea and passed a resolution to formally launch the effort. Shaver says many residents support the effort, too. Wimberley Mayor Susan Jaggers warns there would be some long-term cost if the city took over the hill.
I mean, it has good public support because everybody wants to have more parks, you know, and less congestion. But having it and affording it and who's going to pay for it and who's going to maintain it, because maintenance is not free.
Wimberley residents seem wary of development in general. City officials say the city budget is only around $1 million. There is no property tax. Only a 1% sales tax on goods sold in Wimberley supports city government. Sewer treatment is very limited and incapable of supporting large growth. There's no city police force. The county handles the calls. For now, Shaver is in a race against time. He's trying to turn public support into enough financial support to buy Mount Edith before a private buyer with the right offer beats the city to the summit. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.